Welcome to the Double R Show, the podcast that features everything about North Lincoln County. The Double R Show, directed and produced by Paul Robertson and hosted by the voice of Lincoln City, Roger Robertson.
We're talking with Jeannie Sprague, Lincoln City Parks and Rec Director. We're sitting in the council chambers. This is the place where the next big project started.
That is correct. City Council is supporting our building of the first community park built in Lincoln City in over 20 years.
And we're talking about a major park. This has got visions that are galore.
You're definitely right about that. It's a 7-acre site that is flat topography in the south of town in the Taft District. It's the site of the former Taft Elementary School that was demolished in 2011, I believe. And it's just a prime opportunity for us to get the community park we're so in need of.
That's where a lot of the current students students attended, including the guy that is in charge of producing this program.
That is correct. That's correct.
Now, what we're talking about is Taft, Taft Park. What all is going into that park?
Well, it's been a long process, and it's been a pretty exciting process. Tell me if I'm going too far in the weeds here, but the city actually started talking about it back in 2007, knowing that the school district was not needing the land anymore. Lots of discussions ensued, and then finally in 2016, the park system plan was put together by the public, and that was a public process. In the park system plan, it was noted as the number one park priority for Lincoln City to accomplish in the next 20 years. Now, we're not going to wait around for 20 years for this. So what we did was we talked to the school district, and we were able to purchase a 7-acre property in 2020. And so for the past 3 years, we've gotten ready for what's coming up now. We've done topographic surveys, environmental assessments, all kinds of projects in order to make sure that that land was prime land for us to build a park on.
It is tsunami center, if you will, but that's...
Yeah, correct. And it's actually one of the best projects that you could do in a flood zone is to build a park. So there's a long paper I could read someday for you, but it explains the benefits of it. But a park, I mean, that's why the school had to be taken down, as it could no longer be in the flood zone and tsunami zone, but the park definitely can. Now, with that, there is some restrictions. We don't have buildings that have walls on it due to that. You know, we do close all of our parks at dusk unless there's special events going on with lighting. But it's the perfect solution for what do we do with that 7-acre land.
Lighting, will it be lit?
We will be putting some lighting in. It won't happen. This is a phase project, so it won't happen till the end. And it'll be much like our Kurtz's Park, where we'll only put it on for special events or tournaments. It's not every night. And the reason for that is because we do close our parks at dusk.
What is the first thing that takes place down there?
The first thing that takes place?
Yeah, when the construction gets underway, what's first?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we actually have received quite a bit of funding to get this park constructed. And that funding has stipulations on it. We received the funding from State Bill 5202. Thank you, Representative Gomberg. And we also received the funding through the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department. With that funding, we agreed to build these amenities first. Restroom, obviously, that's needed. A playground and the multi-covered event area. So there's a lot more to the park than just that, but we're hoping within the next year and a half we're able to construct those amenities.
Right now there's a lot of soccer that takes place down there, right?
Correct. We use it right now for our soccer leagues, and a lot of people use it informally too.
Well, I know the Kiwanis Club even used it for an Easter egg hunt.
That's right. The Easter egg hunt was there. What a great idea.
It is level ground. It is great ground. It is prime ground for that type of activity.
Exactly. And it's also one of our park system plan points out the park amenities that are most needed in our community. And one is a public soccer field, and another is multi-use sports courts that are outdoors and that are covered. And we plan to put both of those into the park project.
Covered for rain. Just over?
Yeah, so that they can be used year round.
Again, lighted or not?
We will be putting lights in them, but they won't be on every night, only if we allow them for special events.
It is exciting. I know the Taft-Kettler City communities have been clamoring for this since the get-go.
Oh, it's a huge economic boost for the local businesses. We're lucky to have quite a few restaurants and shops right located next to the park. Our urban renewal agency, in anticipation of this park, built a parking lot to the west of the park with 68 parking spaces. So we've got parking ready. We've got the community ready to go. Our residents that live nearby are thrilled that this is going to be put in. And we know that because we've held two public open houses where we've asked for input.
Any more of those open houses coming up down the road?
Yes. And this one is going to be our final one coming up on August 29th. It's a Tuesday, 5 p.m. at the park site. I would love for everyone to come out. We're actually going to show our final park design. So we won't be asking for as much input at that point. But in the last two open houses and online surveys, we asked for a lot of input. At this event on August 29th, we will actually be laying out all the different fields and courts and playgrounds in a visual layer on the park site. We'll also be serving a free barbecue dinner. We're going to be playing games on the fields. We're going to have crafts. So everyone should come out for this free event and have a good time with us.
I really wish you'd get excited about this.
Yeah. We've been talking about it for years. We're very excited about it.
What do you think is going to be the single biggest item in that park?
Oh, thank you for asking me. We plan to put an accessible playground in there. It could be anywhere between 10,000 to 16,000 square feet. Accessible playground is more than an ADA playground. Every playground, every park amenity has to be ADA compliant. Accessibility means that, sure, I can get a wheelchair up to the slide, but I can also get out of the wheelchair onto the slide on my own. And so we're looking at doing that with our landscape architects. I'm pretty excited about that.
That's huge.
Yeah. It's necessary. It's one thing. And my Parks and Rec Board has said that's their priority, is to make that accessible.
Are there any parks like that that you can point out that people could go see so they can really visualize what that's going to be?
Yes, our landscape architects gave us five examples recently, and I just off the top of my head cannot recall. But it is the new thing in building playgrounds, is you don't just make them ADA now. You make them accessible. And it's for all kinds of abilities. It's for hearing, sight, physical, all ages. So it's also making playgrounds not just for the youth, but also for our seniors.
Here I am.
Yes, exactly. It's great. We want people outside getting exercise and having a good time.
Finally, again, the meeting that you've got forthcoming is going to be when, where, and what time?
Thanks, Roger. It's going to be Tuesday, August 29th, 5 p.m. at the new park site, which is located at Southwest 50th and 51st.
So if I can't make it to that meeting, where can I get additional information about the project?
We have it all online at www.lincolncity.org/parksandrec.
You've said that before.
Yeah, I look it up a lot.
And do it one more time.
It's www.lincolncity.org/parksandrec.
Jeannie Sprague, Lincoln City Parks and Rec Director here in Lincoln City. Back in a moment.
Opportunities abound on the Central Oregon coast. Chinook Winds is hiring right now for entry-level and career positions. Visit us at chinookwinds.com to learn more about jobs in hospitality, security, slot technology, food and beverage, culinary arts, and more. Joining the Chinook Winds team means advancement potential, low-cost health coverage, free on-shift meals, free gym membership, and competitive pay. Don't miss our hiring event Saturday, September 23rd, upstairs in the Chinook Winds Convention Center from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Be ready to interview on the spot. All successful applicants are eligible for a $1,500 signing bonus. So polish up your resume and come to Chinook Winds Convention Center Saturday, September 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for our hiring event. Chinook Winds Casino Resort in Lincoln City, where careers are better at the beach.
One of the biggest events to take place in the Lincoln City community is the Sound Off and the Car Show this weekend at Chinook Winds Casino Resort. We're going to talk about that event, but first off, Teresa Simmons is with me, and Teresa is with Angels Anonymous. And Angels receives a substantial amount of cash from this event, does it not?
Absolutely. And Chinook Winds Casino has always been just our biggest champion, helping us raise the funds that we need to have to help the members of the community.
Now, for people that don't know about Angels Anonymous, it is a North Lincoln County 501c3 that helps people with immediate and basic needs, bottom line.
Absolutely. And during the fires that we had here that were so horrible, really horrible, we were able to help over 125 families in their recovery process. That money was raised from members of the community, generous donors, sponsors, and organizations like Chinook Winds Casino Resort. Also, from the Sound Off and Surf City, we raised a very large chunk of funds that helped with that effort.
Yeah, when you start getting up to $15,000 to $20,000, pretty soon you're talking about some money.
Absolutely, and every dollar counts. It makes a huge difference to the members of our community. Personally, I've known of people that absolutely turn their life around just because we could contribute a little bit to their recovery in different ways.
Now, the Sound Off the Car Show this weekend, Tony is with us. This is your baby, right?
Well, it's all of our baby here at Chinook Winds. I just kind of spearhead through that. My guys do a great job. Surf City Weekend has grown so much. It's not just one car show. We're putting on three events in one weekend. We have the Surf City Classic Car Show on Saturday. And on Sunday, we have the Surf City Sound Off. And then the Surf City Customs Lowrider Show also happens on Sunday.
Now, this is a new event then, right?
This is the third year.
Oh, okay.
It's growing. It started off as a small club event for the Impalas of Portland and the Impalas of the West Coast Car Club. They started that event and brought it in with us. They started with our Surf City Classics, and they grew big enough. We gave them their own show, and they continue to get bigger every year. It's an awesome show to happen on Sunday with the Sound Off going on at the same time because it gives you a lot more cars to see and a lot more stuff to do.
That's up on top of the hill, correct?
That is. That's above the Sound Off show up on the upper parking lot.
Now, the car show itself on Saturday, you've got everything imaginable will be shown there.
Yeah, it's been amazing in the last few years with the Surf City Classics. We have cars from the 1900s coming here. We have, I think last year we had one of those deuce and a half military vehicles. We had a fire truck, a classic fire truck showing up. The winner last year was this beautiful 1970s muscle car. It's featured on all of our billboards, all of our t-shirts, and everything. Every car you can imagine will be there. This year we have a huge Corvette Club coming out of Portland.
Any idea the number of vehicles that'll be in the show?
I'm guessing it'll be at 400 plus.
Big numbers. Heather Hatton is with us as well. And Heather is with Chinook Winds Casino Resort. This is an event that does produce a tremendous amount of income for Angels Anonymous.
Yeah, I think it's the second largest fundraiser.
It is.
And I think what is really special about this is all the funds that are raised, at least on Sound Off Day, are all raffle items provided by the vendors that are at that event. You know, they really have embraced it. I think that a lot of the Angels boards have become friends with some of the people there. And so I think that's what really makes that event special is, you know, that you come in and you're like, everybody from out of the area is raising this money because it's so important. And so I love that. And the thing I love about the Lowriders and Customs, I was just talking to somebody yesterday about it, is the little kid portion where a lot of them soup up their like strollers and all that kind of fun stuff at the end. And I think that's what's really neat. I think that sometimes organizations like that might have a persona, right? It's like, oh, what kind of people are up there? Really cool people and really neat. And these kids are driving around in these little like strollers and all these things that they deck out, and they have these little prizes for these kids. And it's, I think with that event on Sunday, it really gives everybody two different things to look at, but it's art up there. I think it's really cool art that the Lowriders and the Customs have.
I wanted to roll back down to the Sound Off guys because, like you said, how much they've bought in to working with Angels. They have their own website that pushes this event every year. They're already doing giveaways. They're already doing auctions on their website for the last 3 months. All that money goes to you guys. By the end of the weekend, last year it was 20, right? 19.
Yeah, close.
And almost $20,000. And between the three shows, the Sound Off guys are the most bought in. They come here going, we are here for Angels Anonymous. How can we make them the most money? How can we have the most fun doing what we love while making them the most money? And they push these guys. Mm-hmm. Every day I see posts on their website pushing these guys to bring money, to buy raffle tickets, to buy items, to be in our community when they roll in with all of their cars. Those sound off guys are amazing. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely amazing to work with.
And the thing about it is, all of this money is coming from out of the area to support the people that live here in the North Lincoln County area.
Yeah, absolutely. We had people come from Hawaii, Oklahoma, Alaska, all coming here for this Sound Off show. It's the biggest sound competition this side of the Mississippi, the second biggest in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So they come from absolutely everywhere, bring money into the community with one goal. They're working for Angels. That's the only reason they're here.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, the car show is Saturday, and the car show attracts a number of people from all over the Northwest.
Yeah, and this year, the car show, what we're excited about is that we've brought back a beer garden. That's pretty cool, and we got really cool food truck. The band that we have this year is Jennifer Batten, and she traveled with Michael Jackson's tour. She's a guitarist that everybody loves and knows, and she has multiple awards. We have upped the game on our entertainment this year, which I think is just incredible. And, you know, a shout out to Ultrasonic DJ, Ultrasonic Events, Brian Timmy and his crew. They really work closely with our team here to make sure that we get people that, you know, bands and music that makes sense for what we're doing.
And making sense is what it's all about. Lots of sense, is it not, Teresa?
Absolutely. And every year we grow a little bit. Every year we have the ability to help more people. And that's what it's all about in this community.
People helping people. It's all this weekend at Chinook Winds Casino Resort. It's the Surf City weekend and the Sound Off. Don't miss it. If you're looking for great early garden fresh produce, it's Kenny's IGA in the Bay Area of Lincoln City. Four generations of Morgans caring for your every grocery need. All of your favorite beverages, a full deli, meat, produce, and of course, groceries.
Wouldn't it be great to have all your insurance needs handled by one agency? This is Charlotte Lado with Farmers Insurance and the Insurance Store. Visit our office next to the Wildflower Grill in Lincoln City. Let us be your one stop for your personal, commercial, health, and Medicare insurance needs.
Hey, it's Jesse Geller with the Beach Club and Event Center. Need a few more reasons to stop on by? We're now offering Taco Tuesdays and Italian Wednesdays. If you need a space to rent, we're your people. We're located at 2020 Northeast 22nd Street in Lincoln City.
We're at Bob's Beach Books in the Ocean Lake area of Lincoln City with Diana Portwood. And books are critically important to you, are they not?
Absolutely. Grew up with them. Yeah, just been around them all my life and a big, big part of my life.
Now, your dad started the stores. You've got two in Lincoln City. Your sister runs another one in the Nelscott area,
yep.
Right?
Yep, she runs the big one. That one's been around 30-some years. And this one, the smaller store in Ocean Lake, we've been around 23 years now.
When you look around the store, you got to look with a lot of pride.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been running this store for 16 years now, and it's a lot of work, but it's definitely satisfying.
Now, in this store, Bob's Beach Books, you also bring in all of the new books, yep, as well, right?
Yep, we've got new and used, so we have books that are coming out today, and we have books that came out 200 years ago.
You said to me before we got underway, mm-hmm, Tuesday is new book day.
Yep, for whatever reason, the publishing industry has decided that Tuesday is new release day for most books. So Tuesday mornings, we have the books that are coming out today. I've been going and shelving them, and we've got all kinds of new goodies.
Now, if somebody wants a specific book that you don't have for whatever reason, or it's just coming out, mm-hmm, they can pre-order, correct?
Sure, yep. They can give a call, shoot an email, send a Facebook message, pop in the store. And books, most books we can get in a day or two because we're really fortunate. There's a publisher warehouse in Roseburg. So if we get the order by noon, we can probably have the books here the next day. And we are usually able to offer a discount on those books. But I have orders, as I was saying, going out through February. So if you have something you're looking for next year, just let me know and I can put it in my file and you won't have to worry about it.
What are people most looking for this day?
Mostly genre fiction. So that would be a lot of romance, mystery, sci-fi, fantasy. Some nonfiction, mostly regional guides, hiking, nature guides. We'll have a lot of people looking for mushroom books pretty soon.
I would venture a guess you also get a lot of the visiting community coming into you as well.
Yes, we get a lot of visitors in. We have Saturday and for some reason Tuesday are our busiest days with visitors coming in the store. So we do definitely have our locals who we love, but we get a lot of visitors in.
So we got Bob's Beach Books, mm-hmm. Ocean Lake area of Lincoln City, Robert's Bookstore in the Nelscott area of Lincoln City. A lot of books.
Between us, we will find you something to read.
And if you don't, it's your own fault. You're really tough to discern.
We'll keep you busy.
Bob's Beach Books, Robert's Bookstore.
Northwest Septic Service is your one-stop shop for all your septic needs.
Northwest Septic Service offers pumping, maintenance, repair, and inspections with one call. 541-994-6977.
Buying or selling a home? Northwest Septic Service can inspect your sewer line or an entire septic system.
Old or failing septic system? Northwest Septic Service can rejuvenate most drain fields, saving you thousands of dollars. 541-994-6977.
Serving Lincoln, Tillamook, and Yamhill counties, Northwest Septic Service.
I'm Adina Zeller. Zeller's is now in two North Lincoln County locations. The original Zeller's in Rose Lodge and now Zeller's in Lincoln City, formerly Maxwell's. Zeller's with great family food and kickin' fun, like our line dancing. Just wait until you try our homemade clam chowder.
I'm Bruce Polley, reminding you to be prepared. We have a variety of life-saving go kits in stock at Lincoln City Sporting Goods, your electronic superstore in the heart of Lincoln City.
Going to join up with Sharon at Lincoln City Outlets in Lincoln City, and of course, it is almost stuff a bus time, right, Sharon?
Oh my gosh. Yes, Roger, this is my favorite day of the year with you. Always.
I'm happy that there's one.
Yes, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. You know, donations are pouring in already, so we're very excited about it.
You've got a number of stores here at Lincoln City Outlets that are helping with Stuff a Bus in a variety of ways, correct?
That is correct. The first that we need to mention is Lincoln City Gifts. They've been collecting donations already and have made a huge purchase for Stuff a Bus. And they're still collecting donations, and they're also selling fully stocked and loaded backpacks.
And you can buy the backpacks, just leave it there. They'll deliver it to Stuff a Bus on September 1.
That's true. Or you can buy it and bring it over here to customer services. And when you bring it into customer services and you're the first of 12 for the day, you will be able to choose a gift card up to $500.
Give me that again. If I'm the first of 12, I have the opportunity to win a gift card worth up to $500? Really?
You are correct.
Wow.
I know. It's worth it, isn't it? You come, you spend, you buy extra socks or the fully loaded backpack or books, educational toys. Coats, don't forget, we need coats, we need shirts, we need shoes, it doesn't matter. So grab a little something extra, bring it over here to customer services, turn it into our little donation, we're going to need a bigger donation box, but turn it into our donation box, and then you get to choose a gift card.
Now, you've got a number of places within a mall that you can, and I said mall. I shouldn't have said mall. At Lincoln City Outlets.
That's right. It's okay.
Okay. You got to remember I'm old.
That's right. And it used to be called a mall, yes.
But you've got a number of businesses here that don't have the papers and pencils, but they've got the other things kids really need.
Absolutely. You know, we have some of the great stores to help our kids with extra clothes that are necessary for PE. Those athletes go through socks and shoes and underwear and all the sweaty things. And yeah, just load them up.
Stuff a Bus started a number of years ago with Lincoln City Outlets in this area. And it has grown every year by manyfold.
Yes, it has. And it's something that our ownership group and, of course, you know, myself, this is just one that's near and dear to my heart. And all of our staff here, you know, we pull together donations and make sure that our kids are taken care of. So it's a fantastic legacy that I inherited and that I hope that we continue for years and years to come.
No reason not to continue, right?
That's true. I wish the need weren't there.
Yeah, that's right.
As long as the need is there, we will continue. But my biggest hope is that we don't have the need for this.
Okay. Stuff a Bus is September 1. And, of course, we will have a bus here that we will stuff.
That's exactly true. So you can start dropping off your donations starting at 8 o'clock in the morning on Friday, September 1st. It goes until 6 o'clock. And we're encouraging the kids and families to come pick up their supplies. Your wife told me that 3 o'clock is when they should start coming.
Come and pick up whatever they need for school.
Absolutely.
I like Stuff a Bus Day. It's fun. And there's a number of businesses throughout the community. The Lincoln City Outlets is the spearhead, if you will. But the number of other businesses, Moe's and Chinook Winds and on and on and on.
You know, we couldn't do it without full community participation. And I love the fact that we all pull together to take care of our kids.
I love it when that Moe's wagon pulls up and they've got $1,000 worth of school supplies on it and the bags just keep coming and coming and coming.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good thing that we have so many volunteers that day, and because it would take us forever to unload that chowder wagon. I'm not sure what to call it, but it is so wonderful when they pull into our parking lot.
And if people would like to volunteer, I encourage you to call my wife, Pat Robertson, at 996-7474. Call Pat and tell her what time you're available, and she'll assign you time to come here to the Lincoln City Outlets and in help stuff bags, hand out bags, whatever.
Absolutely. And remember, we do have time from 8 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night. So
not 6 o'clock in the morning, right?
Not 6 o'clock in the morning. I finally won that one, Roger. Thank you for letting me sleep in that day.
All the way to 8 o'clock. But we will have a bus in the parking lot, and the name of the game is to fill that bus with school supplies and clothing and shoes and socks and everything that a child needs.
Absolutely. And you can find so much of that here in Lincoln City Outlets. Just ask us at customer services and we'll send you out there to find the best deals, or, you know, bring in your donations from elsewhere, because, you know, our whole entire city is participating in this right now.
What I really enjoy is the amount of monies and items that are contributed that come from people that do not live here and or have never had a child within our school system.
Yeah, that's true. And I know that so many of our tourists and our guests and our visitors, when they come into town, it really, they love Lincoln City and they want to continue to come to a prosperous and educated community. And this is why they come. We've already been receiving phone calls about when does it start and what do you need this year? So we've already been answering that question long before this promotion ever started.
Got to make you feel good.
It makes me feel great. This is one of the best things every year and that I look forward to the most, just because of how this entire shopping center pulls together and makes sure that our kids are taken care of.
And we have a lot of businesses within this shopping center that are headquartered elsewhere, but they really do pay attention to servicing the needs of the children of North Lincoln County.
Absolutely. I think that when you are on a corporate level and you have such a presence in a city like ours, that, you know, there are so many programs that these corporate offices do to make sure that the local level is cared for, even though they may be far, far removed. So we're fortunate that, you know, Nike headquarters is right here in Oregon. So is Columbia, right? And now we have Adidas coming and they're right here in Oregon. And Pendleton is right here in Oregon, as well as all of our local entrepreneurs that are here and are contributing, like Lincoln City Gifts and Scout. And we know that Ginger Roots is going to be involved this year. And Point Break Fitness. So those are the local feel. But then you have companies like Old Navy and Under Armour that are not even remotely close to Oregon that make sure that our local area is recognized.
For Sharon, I'm Roger, and we remind you in a line, stuff it. Stuff a bus, September 1.
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing you there.
It's been a fun show talking about all of the activities forthcoming in and around the greater Lincoln City community. But one that we have not covered yet, Theater West. Theater West is on stage with a delightful comedy. It's called Popcorn Falls. Welcome to Popcorn Falls, a small American town whose only claim to fame, their namesake waterfall, has dried up. They're now bankrupt, and their last chance is a large grant that can only be used if the town produces a play in a week. Problem is, they don't have a playhouse, they don't have a play, they don't have the actors, the characters. It is a hilarious, delightful play. 20 roles played by 6 people, all talented Theater West actors. Join them for Popcorn Falls. It's on stage now as we speak. It is a delightful, delightful comedy. City of Lincoln City has got some openings for opportunity to serve on the city council. August 30th at 5 o'clock, petitions need to be in hands of the city officials, and the deadline for candidate information statement needs to be done with the county clerk by September 11th. So if you have aspirations of helping the city, this is a great way to do it. Lots of music. Music, music, music. Siletz Bay Music Festival 2023. It begins with the gala opening night and reception recital. Chamber music, that's 6:30 at the Cultural Center, August 25. On the 26th, we got a Saturday soiree. Chamber music, including music from the American String Quartets. That's continued into Sunday, the 27th, the 28th, the 29th. Every night up until September 3rd, there's music galore, and it is delightful, marvelous music. And for more information, just go to the SiletzBayMusic.org and read all about it. Some other activities forthcoming. October 3rd, we have Senior Fair up at Chinook Winds Casino Resort. November 17th, on stage Alaska at the Lincoln City Cultural Center. And mark your calendar for December 2nd. That is the Angels Ball, sponsored by Angels Anonymous. This has been a delightful program. We opened with an opportunity to find out about the Lincoln City Parks new design facility that's going to be built in the Bay Area of Lincoln City on Southwest 50 and 51st. Go to the event the 29th at 5 o'clock and find out from Jeannie Sprague everything about the new park design in Taft. Also, we got Surf City Weekend at Chinook Winds Casino Resort. Our special thanks to Tony, Heather, and Teresa for dropping by with that information. And Stuff of Us. Sharon, Jasmine, and the crew at Lincoln City Outlets invites you to join us September 1 for Stuff of Us and help us fill that bus with back-to-school supplies for all of the young men and women of North Lincoln County. It is an important event. It is a cherished event. It is an event that continues to go and grow for the benefit of our children. That will do to the doings on the Double R Show. Please remember to like, subscribe, and share so you and your family around the world and across the street can join us on the Double R Show. For Paul, I'm Roger. Have a happy day.
You've been listening to the Double R Show. Join Roger and Paul Robertson as they explore everything about North Lincoln County. The Double R Show, produced by Always Productions and hosted by Roger Robertson. Have a story? Email contact@alwaysproductions.com or call 458-201-3039. For the Double R Show, I'm Jana Grahn.